This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Twitter question today, would you rather be Detroit or would you rather be Green Bay? A lot of reaction to that. If you comment, there is always a chance we'll read it on the air, and let's read some of these. Right now, would you rather be Detroit or Green Bay? The vote, 83.4% still say Detroit to the 16.6% that say Green Bay. From JT, I honestly don't have strong convictions toward either. I think they're neck and neck right now for the division, but I don't view either as a top two team in the NFC. JT, who do you view as one of the top two teams in the NFC? Who are the top two?
Maybe Philly and Washington.
Be interesting.
Those are the teams that did play for the NFC Championship.
This would be a very easy answer if the Lions had just signed Za'Darius Smith, because the Lions wouldn't have given up premium assets and still be set up for the future. But because Brad is being stubborn about it, adding a defensive end, this question is a legitimate topic today.
Well, is he being stubborn, or does he have intimate knowledge as to whether or not they feel like they need to add Za'Darius Smith?
I really believe they're taking this team out for a test drive to see what their true needs really are, because something's going to go wrong.
Well, is it also strange that here it is, 12:03 mark, Eastern time. Is Za'Darius Smith signed with anybody else?
No.
No? He hasn't. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean? This is clearly a guy who still has talent, can still play in the league, and nobody has signed him yet, and we're 9 days away from
playing
football.
Between the two teams, did he have 9.5 sacks last year? Is that what his total ended up being? I also think the film might show you, and I have to go back and see if I can find all his sacks from last year with the Lions. Do you remember the 1 year Owarie got 6 interceptions?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And I went back and I looked at all 6 of them. 2 of them were plays that he made. 2 more were tipped by somebody else and dropped right in the breadbasket of Owarie. And the other 2 were thrown directly to him. Like, it was 6 interceptions, but it didn't feel like a legitimate 6 inter. Like, he made a couple of plays.
I'm not taking away his sack. He had 9 sacks on the season between the two teams.
I will tell you, my recollection in Detroit was he was rushing the passer and people got forced into his lap a couple of times. And that might be it. I mean, we're looking for reasons as to why they aren't interested in him. Maybe that's it.
Maybe. Or maybe he's, you know, playing teams against each other and they're not going to play that game. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I find it strange that he has not re-signed with the Lions. I found it strange that the Lions didn't want to bring him back on the same, on the terms of the deal that they had him in the first place. I thought that was strange. And now it's even stranger that goes through free agency, didn't sign with anybody. Training camps have come and gone, hasn't signed with anybody. And football starts a week from last night, and he's still available. And there are clearly teams that seem like they could use an edge rusher. Do you think Dallas could use him? You know, now that they have an empty spot for an edge rusher. I mean, he's a one-trick pony. It's what he does. But he does it pretty well. I don't mind that he doesn't have to be the all you can eat, you know, defensive end on this team. They already have one of those.
They might mind, but yeah, I hear you. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Mike in South Lyon. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey.
First of all, on Za'Darius Smith, I think anybody who looks at that Washington game is going to say no. All right, when it came down to it and it was very important, he didn't show up.
Oh, that's true.
So I'm not surprised that they don't want him. In fact, I wouldn't want him. And on your four guys, the one I would try and trade away is Jameson. All right, because, look, he's going to cost you a lot of money. And if you can get him in a deal with maybe a second-round choice and get Trey Hendrickson, and then you can sign Trey Hendrickson.
All right,
for
you
maybe
can't, but
just
stop. You're not going to do that. It's not going to happen with the Cincinnati.
Well, yeah, why is Cincinnati?
Cincinnati's already
add
got
Jamo.
Money tied up with their wide receivers. They're not going to add
two
another
really
wide
good
receiver.
Ones.
Joe Burrow might want him.
No,
they're
it's not. Though. Stop, Mike. That's not going to happen.
All right, then you got to throw in maybe an Ennis Rakestraw who's injured.
Dude, not to Cincinnati.
Throw in maybe maybe you got to throw in
Jamar
Angeloni.
Chase. If they could trade Trey Hendrickson, they're not going to trade him for an offensive piece, especially one at a position where they're already loaded.
Or they're not going to trade him for a guy who's hurt. So stop well, with Cincinnati. Then, it's not going to happen with Cincinnati unless it's the trade deadline and Cincinnati is in the tank. The Lions can get on board and they can make a trade by offering draft picks. That's how that gets done. They don't have to worry about players. I get that you want to – if you think that Jamo's going to cost too much, and I believe that he's going to cost too much for the Lions to hang on to, but they still – that they don't have to cross that bridge just yet.
248-539-9797. Ben in the pier. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up?
So here's my thing. Micah Parsons, to me, looking at the way he behaved in Dallas on the sidelines, the guy's a cancer. We don't need that kind of guy in Detroit. We have Aiden. I would love to sign Za'Darius back because it would be kind of nice to see them work together. Like the previous caller said, anybody that looked at the Washington game, yeah, but by that time we were so banged up and hurt, you know, if you had Aiden on one end and Za'Darius on the other, that'd be a perfect 1-2 punch. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Well, the Micah Parsons being a locker room cancer is something I'm not comfortable like saying that's why they traded him. And so, you know, I'm not going to put my name on that. Is it possible? I mean, it's possible. We just went down with Jerry. And in the past, what was he threw his quarterback under the bus? He was complaining about the offense or something. So it's possible. I just will say this. The organization that the Lions are running right now, one variable that they weigh heavily is how a player fits into the locker room. It probably has more weight on it than it ever has in our lifetime. And it's been kind of a drama-free deal. We got Alex Anzalone this summer going, hey, remember me over here, but it never became an issue.
No, it did not. They gave him a slight bump in pay, mm-hmm. and I guess it satisfied it for the moment, but it still feels kind of weird. To
yeah,
me, it feels weird.
Yeah, but
maybe not to him. But
is that
me,
the biggest drama? I mean, there's the Jamo stuff with the suspension, but if this is the type of drama we're going to get consistently under this group, and that stuff can get in the way of winning, and they don't get in their own way anymore. Their football culture helps them win instead of hurts them. 248-539-9797. Now you may not like it. Let's be clear. Not everybody likes it. And sometimes you add a bad apple, or you add a guy who won't conform, or you add a guy that's got a bad reputation and hopes he conforms. But they don't really, it doesn't appear to me like they're going to take those kinds of chances. Maybe eventually they will, but doesn't it seem like they weigh this variable more than we probably give credit for?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I think sometimes we read too much into everything.
Of course.
Yes.
It's what we do. What are we doing every day from 10 to 2? Matt on a cell, you're next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, hi, how are you doing today?
Okay.
Hey, my take on why the Lions don't want Za'Darius Smith is I kind of agree with Brad Holmes, and I looked at Za'Darius, and he seems to be the kind of player that does 100% of 60% of each play he takes on the field. He'll come off the ball real hard, and if he doesn't have a clear path to becoming the hero of the play, he just kind of phones it in and gives it up. I've seen him not hustle a lot of times where Aiden Hutchins will drag half of the offensive line along with him and go right till the whistle blows and then throw a couple guys off and walk back to the huddle. I don't see where Za'Darius is that big of a threat. I mean, I think his reputation overshadows his actual performance.
Maybe. If they think he's dogged it or they think that he's not a complete player, I don't think they love one-trick ponies. But, again, we're all kind of grasping at straws why Za'Darius isn't here and trying to come up with the logical thing. It might be as simple as Kang said yesterday. They just don't love him. They don't like him enough to bring him back.
I wouldn't want him myself. I just don't care. I don't think he's all that big of a deal.
Yeah. And 9 sacks last year. Split evenly between the two teams, basically. But I get it. What our eyes saw last wasn't great.
Well,
I don't know if I don't know if he was being completely honest with what he saw with Za'Darius Smith and going 100% only 60% of the time, whatever. I don't know any of that. I can tell you that there were games that it looked like he didn't show up, and particularly in that playoff game, and it hurts and it stinks. But I also know that he's got one really good skill.
It's a useful skill.
It's a very useful skill. And on a team where you've already got a defensive end, an edge rusher that can do everything that you ask him to do, like Hutchinson, I don't know if you need to ask the other guy to do that. I don't know what the Lions are asking from the other defensive end. But they're putting their eggs in the basket right now of Marcus Davenport. Now, when Marcus Davenport is healthy, he is very good. Would I rather have a healthy Marcus Davenport than – you know, Za'Darius Smith in year 10 or whatever it is for him, I'd rather have a healthy Marcus Davenport. The problem is Marcus Davenport doesn't stay healthy, and I kind of want insurance. And it feels like you can sign Za'Darius Smith for money that isn't going to break the bank at all and provide you with that insurance. But we don't know all the what's going on here. It could very well be that not only did the Lions not want him, but it could also be that Za'Darius Smith is not going to settle for anything less than a multi-year deal. And if teams aren't willing to give him more than the 1 year, and that's a deal breaker for him, then he's going to remain in on the outs.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Michigan State taking on Western tonight. Spartan fans, what are you most excited about? 248-539-9797. What is it you can't wait to see? I was down in the building yesterday at Schembechler Hall in Ann Arbor. We'll get into some of what I'm sensing, what I'm feeling, what I'm hearing in the 1 o'clock hour. And then at 1:38, we got If I Bet It. Gator coming up today at 12:35, another edition of Would You Buy? Nobody hit the Mega Millions. Another drawing coming up this weekend. What is it, over $815 million now? Am I right on that?
I think it's like $860-something.
Well, that is over $815 million indeed. We'll do that today at 12:35. More of your phone calls. We go to Ed. You're next. Hello, Ed.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, Ed. So,
there's something I think you're not considering with Mr. Smith. What if he doesn't want to sign with anybody yet? He can wait until the trade deadline, and then he can look around. Hey, Buffalo, you want to sign me now? Or whomever.
All right, Ed, what would be the purpose of that?
So he can rest his...
He can what?
What if he signs with the Lions? What if he signs with the Lions, and then, God forbid, Jared Goff gets injured? Now he's like, oh, man, no Super Bowl for me?
So let me ask you, Ed, do you think it's more important for to him that he wins a Super Bowl or he gets paid?
Could be. I don't know. You know, we're speculating on this and that. Could be. He's made a lot of money already. So maybe he's like, you know what I don't have? A Super Bowl ring. That means a lot to a lot of people.
So you think he might be waiting to find the best team that he can sign with?
Right.
Okay.
Wait almost halfway through the season before he can do that.
Was that singing?
I don't know. How'd you feel about that?
I felt like Ed was singing.
Kang, what do you think of that? What do you think of Ed and his comment?
I'll just, whatever you feel, Gator, I feel the same. I'm with you, Gator. I back you, man.
I felt like Ed was singing.
I think Za'Darius Smith has the option to pick whatever team.
Well, he can do that now.
Yeah. He's a free agent. He can do that now. Yeah. So if he waits during the season, he cuts his earning potential at least in half. And
yeah, he's losing game checks.
Yeah, he's losing game checks. But he gets to perhaps, it's no guarantee, go to a team that is a contending team for a Super Bowl like Buffalo.
So
that's how he said it. Yeah. How he said it.
I'll say, I'm going to reiterate the fact that I just don't think the Lions necessarily want Za'Darius Smith.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at his snap counts when he was with the Lions, okay? When he got traded to the Lions, his first game, 77% snap counts. 67, 82. Not bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then 42%, 42%, 62%, 51%, 58%. He's not an every down player is my point, okay? And Brad Holmes said at the end of the season, how many guys did they keep on the roster?
50, yeah.
And they have some kind of insane standard where they're like, listen, if you're not good enough, we're not putting you on the team. I just feel like they did a Za'Darius Smith last year. It was fine. And that's it. They moved on. Personally, I wouldn't mind signing Za'Darius Smith again. I think he would help this team. But it doesn't look like the Lions really want him on the team.
Like no, it doesn't look like that at all. And you know what? I think that's maybe the best way to put it, because I think all three of us might have the same opinion. Like, I think he adds to the team. I think he'd be great for it. I'd like to see him there. But in the end, it really looks like the Lions just want nothing to do with him anymore. They're just being nice and not even. Well, we'll see. We roster isn't set yet. Well, anything can happen. Never going to say never. When somebody says never going to say never, it kind of means never.
Yeah, and then, by the way, for the playoff game, he played 53% of the snaps.
Yeah, but like we said, he is what he is. He's a pass rusher, period.
Let's go to Bob next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Bob.
Hi, guys. Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
But to those who think that culture is overrated, I refer to Matt Millen, who was quoted more than once as saying, every team should have a few rats on them. To that, I reply, what's your record, Matt? And the other thing is, Davenport, again, when healthy, to me is like a Joe Dumars, you know? He's not flashy, but he's steady and necessary to winning.
Well, he hasn't been healthy in a long time. I'm not sure if Matt Millen has any relevance, but when Matt Millen says that, it's because as a player, he probably experienced that, playing with the Raiders and playing with the Redskins back in the day, and they won.
Yeah.
So he can say that and try to – he clearly wasn't able to build a team here. That was obvious, an obvious failure, but it's what he knew as a player.
248-539-9797. Good Lord, other teams are going to make moves. The Lions dominated games without 80% of their starting defense. We only need to stay healthy. There's no such thing as a window. Green Bay isn't in our league. The NFL will find out. One pride. It's an unnamed texter.
Oh, what?
Guys, the Packers got rid of a tackle who does well against the Lions and added an expensive end who did poorly against the Lions and jacked up their cap. I love this. Parsons is a poison in the locker room, too.
I wouldn't say that.
Derek in Washington says, not worried about the Packers move. The Lions still have more better players. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Don in Birmingham. Hi, Don.
Hi, thanks, guys. You guys are great. My favorite afternoon show. You're one of my favorite shows on the network anyway.
Thank you.
I don't see why. I don't see the downside in signing Za'Darius Smith because the bottom line is Davenport is very unreliable, and if we can limit his snap count, maybe there's a better chance that he'll stay healthy. So if they rotate in those two and limit the snap counts of each, maybe they'll both be more productive because, you know, Davenport's always hurt. He's played a fraction of the games over the last 3 years, and Za'Darius Smith still has, you know, some power and some ability, and he can shore up that other end. And if they rotate, I think it'd be a great combination. And you know what? You always need line help, so I don't see the downside in it, especially at a reduced cost.
I guess the only thing, you hear our discussion, it doesn't appear that they just like him as a player. I mean,
yeah,
considering,
I mean, that could be true.
Considering, and if you circle back to what Brad said yesterday about why they cut down to 50, and he's like, look, they didn't live up to our standard. And I think that you start, if you connect that dot to the dot that they haven't signed Za'Darius Smith, you know, it makes me think that they don't like him.
But what other, okay, so they want to go after other players, but how do they know if those other players live up to their standard without having them in camp?
Well, I guess they don't. They'd rather have the flexibility to get somebody else and don't want to waste any money on a player they don't like. I mean, it's simple, Don. If you think of it in those terms, it actually is really simple. And since we have no other explanation to go to, it's Ockman's razor, right? Whatever's the most obvious explanation.
Ockham.
Did I say Ockman? I think I did. At least I got the razor part right. Yeah. I got the razor part right. anyway, they just don't like him as a player. They would probably say, why sign anyone we don't like as a player?
Yeah, maybe we don't know what goes
on.
No,
we don't. We're really, really speculating on why they haven't signed Za'Darius Smith because fans see him out there, familiarity, put up some numbers in Detroit, but nothing on that front yet. 248-539-9797. More feedback into the Carson Anderson inbox. Thank you for all your texts. Do you guys want to win a Super Bowl or be good for years and never win one? It sounds like you guys would rather be good. Look, man,
just trying to win a Super Bowl. I got you, pal.
He's just trying to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, because that's not what we want.
Do you
right?
think it's possible? And I asked this person this question. Do you think it's possible that they can win a Super Bowl doing it Brad Holmes' way? Or do you think it's impossible? And do you think it's possible that he will add the players that he thinks will help him win a Super Bowl and has done that. Like, the number one rated corner in the market was DJ Reed by many services and by many rankings of free agent corners. And they went out and got him. I feel like that is lost in all of this. They went out and signed what many people thought was the number one free agent corner available. And people feel like they didn't do anything. I don't know why that move gets so dismissed.
Because it's basically a replacement for what they lost after the season.
Well,
because Carlton Davis, they'd signed him the previous year or traded for him, whatever the case was. And then the year ends, his contract's up, they let him go, and they replace him with a guy who is just as good.
Well, I guess one of the things I have a difference with those people is I think DJ Reed is better than Carlton Davis. And so I'm thinking they made an upgrade in the secondary, which helps the pass rush.
Right, but that's, you understand what I'm saying, that the difference there is that, okay, if you're replacing a player that was already on your roster last year, and even if you say he's better, I'll take it. Sure, he's better. But is it it's the slightest of additions because he's just replacing the guy and he might be a little bit better.
I think it's a step up, but I think it's more than slight, but that's just me. 248-539-9797. Another edition of Would You Buy coming up at 12:35. Would you say $950 million?
$950 million.
You can buy a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
12:35 for that, 97.1.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Jim on a cell here on 97.1. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, Doug and Gator?
We're great, thank you.
Yeah, good, good, good. Yo, hey, want to echo what the one guy said about you guys being one of the best pro. I really enjoy listening to you guys and just the way you interact with everybody. And as going there, want to throw out a couple scenarios. When I've been hearing, you know, ever since the trade went forward, you've been hearing all these the Green Bay Lions comparisons around here. And when you look at, when you look at the 22 and 23 draft classes of both teams, would you guys agree that the Lions have players that are significantly more productive and are going to be significantly more expensive than the Green Bay players?
I'd have to take a look. I haven't done the deep dive on what Green Bay has, but I know the Lions are going to spend a ton of money to keep their guys.
Right. They're going to spend I see the Lions having to pay significantly more. Probably $150 to $160 million over the next 2-3 years in securing all the players that they have coming up here. And then,
well, the Packers, let me say this, Jim, because the Packers have a couple of receivers whose contracts are going to be coming up in the next year or two. Jaden Reed and Christian Watson are both really good receivers. Are they going to cost as much as Jamison Williams? Probably not, but combined, they're going to cost you, I would imagine, that each one, let me say each one, is probably a $25 million wide receiver on the open market. They drafted two tight ends in the same class and both play with Musgrave and Tucker Kraft that they'll have to make decisions on. They've got a backup quarterback that they really like in Malik Willis that they're going to have to hang on to, and they're going to have to pay him to hang on to him. That's going to cost money. And Jordan Love already makes a ton of money. But I do agree with you. I think the Lions players that they have to bring back are going to cost them more than what the Packers are going to be bringing back. But the Packers are going to have to make a tough decision here and there because Parsons' contract is massive.
Both teams are going to have significant financial challenges coming forward. I just believe that the Lions, the players that they have drafted are, they're more top 5-10 players with the Lions than there are with the Packers. And then on top of that, Forbes came out with, their valuations and their and that wasn't so much the thing, but it was the operating it where it's
Jim,
talking
real
about
quick,
profitability.
Just what your point is?
Well, my point is that I've been hearing everybody act like the Parsons thing is much more significant. It's going to hurt the Packers more financially, and I think they're overlooking the financial impact that all the draft picks that the Lions have and the people that they have to sign. That's going to cost the Lions a significant amount of money, and the Lions are significantly less profitable than the Packers.
Well, thank you for the phone call. I think we've discussed the Lions signing these guys all day.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Jim. I apologize, but we've brought it up. We've been talking about that J-Mo and Hutch and Branch, Laporta, Campbell, Gibbs are all due, and we're well aware of. Sorry, you must not have heard. It's been talked about a ton.
Yeah, and Micah Parsons next year, if you look at like SpotTrack, he's not accounted for just yet on next year's cap for the Packers. He is for this year's cap for the Packers, but not for next year's. They have reportedly $44 million in cap space for next year. But Parsons' contract, on average, is going to be $47 a year. So it's all gone with the one player before they have to start entertaining what are we going to do with our own free agents and start finagling with the cap space.
All right, Gator, the Mega Millions is up to $950 million. Has there been a collection for tickets here at the office today?
Yes, actually, I paid yesterday.
Okay, good. Kang, did you contribute to that?
No.
Okay. Are you getting your own tickets then?
Yes,
I'm branching out. Solo
freelance
career.
Yeah, I'm freelance.
Yep.
Contract worker.
Okay. If you win and get that take home of what, 300 and something million?
Something like that.
Yep. Would you buy a car from a movie or TV series? Like Joe Burrow was going to get the Batmobile on this year's season of quarterback, which is what he was really going to do
for last year. I started thinking about this. There's lots of cars I think were cool, but I'd probably want to just buy something brand new and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to go with an older from a car from a movie or a TV show, I really like. I think you may have seen this movie. It's a 1974 Rolls-Royce convertible from the movie 16 Candles. when Anthony Michael Hall, his character, had to drive home.
You're going to take home Jake Ryan, Gator?
Jake Ryan's girlfriend. He had to drive home Jake Ryan's girlfriend because he couldn't drive his stick. So he's, all right, here you go. Take this. Here's the 74 Rolls. That Rolls Royce was beautiful. I love a convertible, a big convertible. That's a big convertible.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool, but I'd probably end up with getting a brand new Bentley.
Kang, would you buy a movie from a TV show, or a car from a movie or TV show?
I don't think so, man. Okay. Like, when it comes to cars, I want the latest and best. Like, I just, you know, give me whatever's new, whatever's going to make my life more efficient, just better. I don't know, man. I'm not a huge classic car guy. So, and yeah, I just can't, like the Batmobile, it's not practical. I can't fit car seats.
How many car seats
can
you have in the back? All right, next up. How many family members would you feel obligated to take care of?
My family isn't a massive family, right? So I got my brother and his wife and two kids there. I've got a couple cousins in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Each are married and each have one child. I've got a couple other cousins. One is married, no kids. The other one is married and has several kids. And then I've got an aunt and uncle. So it's not a huge family. Would I take care of them all? And of course, I have my mother. Yes.
You would?
I would. Absolutely.
Kang,
and I would enjoy it to the hilt.
What's take care of?
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
So, okay. So when because I have thought of this.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. So it's, you know, you've got $300 million after taxes to deal with, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, at least $1 million to each one, probably a couple million to each one. You know, I'm not giving my mom money. Don't have to. I just take care of my mom, right? And the same thing can happen with my brother because we're all here in the same state, although I'd probably give him, you know, $5 million, something like that. In that sense, take care of him. But with the cousins out of state, aunt and uncle out of state, that would be probably just a cash transaction. And with the caveat, anything you need, you let me know.
Okay. Kang?
So they would still have to work? I guess that's why I
well, I'm older, so...
No, it's fine. Do whatever closer, you want with your money.
They're closer to retirement age
anyway.
Okay,
yeah. See, the thing is, I kind of like... You know how they say treat others as you want to be treated as?
Mm-hmm. Or something like that,
whatever. The golden rule.
There's a golden rule there somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
Framework.
Edge rusher. Rudge Azure.
Something.
Yeah.
So if anyone in my family won a huge jackpot, I would not expect anything and be grateful for anything, you know?
Yep.
So I kind of do the same way the other way. Now, I don't want to just like hand out money, but I want to like set them up for success, if that makes any sense. So if they, whatever their passion was to build or invest into, I would want to like give them that path, you know?
Hey, here's support the seed money to, you want to start
exactly.
a business.
Here's what I can help here you. It is. You know, that's what I would do. So taking care of... You know, immediate family members like that. And then outside that, it's like, I'm not handing out $1 million to everybody. Like,
okay, you'll support them.
Let me ask you this, though.
Okay, we're running short on time.
I hear you. No, just real quick, though. But your family's considerably bigger than my family, I think.
Extended family.
Yeah. Like, way bigger than what mine is. So maybe that's why I'm easier to say.
I mean, obviously, if you're not close to a lot of people in your family, it's easier to be like, nope, brother, sister, mom, dad, or something like that, right? But yeah, so that's how I would do it, Doug.
All right, great. Next one, would you go to Rome?
Yeah, I'd like to go to Italy. Italy's one of the countries I want to visit, and Rome is definitely it'll be part of it. I could spend a week or two in Italy and go throughout the country.
Kang, would you go to Rome?
I would go to Italy, but not any of the tourist spots. And if that includes Rome, then no, because to me it looks just too much, man. You know, like too many people, too many pickpocketers, too many just. I don't want to be a part of the chaos and madness. If I'm going to win this lotto, I'm trying to live stress-free, and that seems stressful. So if it's off the beaten path, some kind of wine country, nice stay, somewhere like that. You
so
know
no Singapore for you?
Well, why?
That looks like such a spectacle.
I've been to Singapore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it's not that bad. It depends. I mean,
I don't know. I based off a crazy rich Asian. Yeah. So it's like that was ridiculous. I'll stereotype it through that. I love that movie, and that whole scene is like ridiculous.
All right. Well, good luck, guys.
Good luck to you, Doug.
I'm not playing, but good luck.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Come on, man. You're picking up what he's throwing down.
Yeah.
You know because you have offered an extraordinarily generous offer
That's
to
right.
pay for our kids' college if you win.
And you're taking the kid off to the next step. So you're still paying for schooling, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we are still paying for schooling. I will start financially planning around the fact that we will no longer have to pay for college.
No, don't do that. I'm just saying that, you know, keep planning what you got to do. But if I win, you should wish me luck.
I am wishing you luck.
And
good luck, Scott.
Yeah.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. The entire sports world reacting. It's funny, to the Micah Parsons trade. I did two interviews today prior to the show, Michigan football related. You know, hey, you know, I've got the game tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. Both interviews diverted to Micah Parsons talk. Hey, we'd like you to come on and preview the Michigan opener. Cool, yeah, all right, great.
Where'd they call you from?
One was WDIV. I did a
thing
on Channel 4 this morning, and another was a place out in Albuquerque. But it turned it, and they both, I got to ask a question about Micah Parsons.
Got to ask you.
Yeah. Well, we've got you. And look, it's a huge story, and it obviously impacts us. This is, you know, sometimes we kind of, all right, how does it impact us? This very directly impacts us. And I'm not sure it was possible to get that kind of deal done, that it would ever happen without a new contract, which would put the Lions, back them into a corner as far as the cap is concerned. I think they have, the money they have, some of it's earmarked for contracts they're going to sign next year because you can roll some over. But at the end of the day, the Lions' job just got harder. I kind of like the challenge. But, you know, I mean, some people want the Lions to make this kind of move and don't think that Brad Holmes will ever do it, and he might not. I'm so intrigued by the most competent management group we've ever had. I kind of want to see them lay their plan out and do their thing and see what comes of it, because we've never had a guy that just keeps drafting well and drafting well and drafting well. And this is only year three of them having it up and running. Like, they've contended for the last two Super Bowls. This is the third one that they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. We'll see what goes down. Who do we got next? Nathan, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good, thank you.
Call in, obviously, about Micah Parsons, him going to Green Bay. Obviously, it's a big move for the Packers, but personally, looking at the deal, I still don't think the Packers are better than the Lions, personally, just because you look at these two teams and how they stack up. Like, other than Xavier McKinney, I have no idea who is in that secondary for Green Bay. And I think that's going to be a hole that'll get exposed this season. Maybe they'll patch it up, but I don't know. I just think the way the Lions are set up compared to these guys right now, that week one, it's Lambeau Field's still going to be Ford Field West week one, in my opinion.
Well, it's funny you bring this up. Some caller called earlier and said he's getting Reggie White vibes, like him putting him over the top. I also, part of me looks at who they lost up front defensively, looks at their secondary, and I'm wondering if I'm getting Cincinnati vibes, like a really good offense and a great player on the edge defensively. I'm going to be intrigued if they can stop the run and if people are going to be running wide open in the secondary.
Well, they do have good linebackers on a team. They do have Rashawn Gary as well. I mean, Quay Walker is a pretty good linebacker. Edgerrin Cooper is young.
Yeah.
You know, they still have talent. But, yes, defensive tackle looks like it's a hole on them right now.
Yeah, definitely. Their front seven is respectable. I mean, obviously, you got Rashawn Gary and you got Parsons, obviously. And then going back towards Za'Darius Smith, I know everybody loves talking about him. Personally, I think that they're going to wait a couple weeks to sign him, but we'll see what happens. But I don't know. I just know that Marcus Davenport, his history and track record, he probably won't last a whole season for Detroit.
Well, I don't think he'll play all 17, but they got some stuff riding on him. Look, Detroit has issues too. We don't know about the interior of both lines. You know, Davenport, is he going to provide anything? And even if he doesn't, is their pass rush going to be enough? We're assuming some players are going to get better. What if Terrion Arnold doesn't get better? And we're going to assume that they're not going to be as injured as they were last year, but that was scary the way that happened. So it's not like Detroit is worry-free, but I think there's worries in Green Bay as well. And I'm not, look, I'm not exactly sold on Jordan Love just yet. You know? I was scared to death of him. But I'm not scared to death of him anymore.
I want to bring up a small, maybe, like, you know, glimmer, something shiny in light of this news, because everyone kind of, it seems like everyone, but a lot of people panic when the Packers got Parsons, is at least we're going to be playing Parsons when he hasn't even met his teammates yet. You know, like, they're going on the road, and he's going to be, what, maybe a week of practice at best. If he's, I don't know if he's even going to learn the playbook or anything like that, other than just get to the quarterback, but... Right. At least they get him now. And then when they play him the second time, it'll be at Ford Field, and we'll at least be at home. But the first time, if we're on the road and he hasn't even, you know, suited up, I'll take that.
Well, let's face facts. That first game has extreme overreaction premium riding on it. If Detroit goes to Green Bay and loses that game, there is going to be unnecessary panic in Detroit. I mean, it is going to be...
massive freakout.
It's going to be a massive freakout. On the opposite side, if Detroit goes to Green Bay and wins that game, it's going to feel like a aha moment. It didn't matter.
It'll be a crotch chop game. Everybody's going to be doing the crotch chop.
It is. We I mean, most Mondays after Lions games are filled with overreactions to begin with. This could be an all-timer, because there's a segment of Detroit's fan base that is upset that the Lions haven't given it more gas, haven't gone outside the organization and done more. And then the Packers went and did, like, just a total flex move. If the Packers beat Detroit in the opener, whew. You think there's going to be some reaction on that following Monday?
Yeah, I think there's going to be some reaction. I mean, look what we got. College football starts off with 1-2. I wrote my show sheet that it's kind of like they're following the NASCAR model, where you have your best game at the start of the season.
Right.
Like NASCAR starts with
the Daytona
500. Yeah. And now you've got this Lions game against the Packers. Does it become the marquee game of the schedule?
The whole schedule?
Well, I mean, you start off Thursday night, and you've got Cowboys and Eagles, which loses some steam now. Chiefs and Chargers, eh. You got Lions and Packers. Look at the rest of the schedule. What else is going to compare as I'm scrolling down? I mean, Giants and Commanders? No.
No.
Niners and Seahawks? No. Texans and Rams is pretty good. Well, Ravens and Bills. There you go. Sunday night. But we got some good games coming up. The Lions and Packers is as good as any of them. It could be a preview of the NFC Championship.
In 2022, the Lions swept the Packers. In 2023, the Lions swept the Packers. In 2024, the Lions swept the Packers. I got this wrong here.
Are you sure?
2024? I'm looking at it right here. Yeah, they swept the Packers.
They've dominated the Packers.
Yeah, they've dominated the Packers.
And they won the last game of 2021 against the Packers.
They lost the Thanksgiving game in 2023. That's the one I got wrong, okay. Right? They lost that game. But the truth is, if they lose, they've won 6 of the last 7. If they lose this opener, they're going to be people on hold for hours.
There'll be some panic in Detroit.
It's what we call a 10-liner. There's a lot of overreaction premium riding on that opener. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Micah Parsons, indeed, is a Green Bay Packer. The Lions cooked. Plus, you can go vote on our Twitter poll. Who would you rather be, Detroit or Green Bay? Right here, right now. We barely touched on our Tigers. It'd be interesting to see if they can get back on the winning ways, huh? Back to their winning ways, huh?
Be nice.
Yep. That was a disastrous trip to Okramento. Disastrous. So if they're off to Kansas City, Kansas City is the team 8.5 back, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So Kansas City's looking at this as getting into September. If they don't gain ground now, they're probably not going to. So this might be realistically their last stand.
Punch them out.
Yep. Let's finish them off and start worrying about bigger and better things. But hopefully, I'll start to get a sense for who might be pitching for them later in September and into October.
Yes.
There have been some sketchy pitching performances lately.
I mean, each starter has roughly 5 starts to go the rest of the way. So someone's got to emerge. Hopefully a couple guys emerge and it just becomes easy peasy. Hey, these are the 3 guys we're going to go with, and fourth rotation spot can be whomever.
All right, straight ahead, we'll talk a little Michigan, the opener tomorrow night against New Mexico. I'll tell you what I'm hearing and what I'm kind of sensing in the building as we get set for the Wolverines opener. That at 102 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.